I once was lost in sin, but Yeshua took me in. And then little light from heaven filled my soul. It bathed my heart in love and wrote my name above. And just little talk with Yeshua made me whole. Now let us
have a little talk with Yeshua.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faces cry,
and he will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer wheel turning,
then you
know a little fire is burning.
You will
find a little talk with Yeshua makes it right.
Sometimes my path seems drear without a ray of cheer. And then a cloud of doubt may hide the light of day. The mist of sin may rise and hide the starry sky. But just little talk with Yeshua clears away. Now let us
have a little talk with Yeshua.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cries,
and he will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer wheel turning,
then you'll
know a little fire is burning.
You will
find a little talk with Yeshua makes it right.
I may have doubts and fears, my eyes be filled with tears, but Yeshua is a friend who watches day and night.
I go to him in prayer. He knows my every care.
And just little talk with Yeshua makes it right. Now let us
have a little talk with Yeshua.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cries,
and he will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer wheel turning,
then you
know a little fire is burning.
You will
find a little talk with Yeshua makes it right.
All right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right. And just little talk to Yeshua makes it right. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right. And just little talk to Yeshua makes it right, he makes it right. Praise Ahayah through Yeshua, everyone. And Shalom, everyone. This is Evangelist James and his beautiful wife, Evangelist Louise.
Shalom, everyone. Praise Ahayah anytime, no matter what. It might be a nice day. It might not be a nice day. You might not be having troubles. You might be. But no matter what, we praise Ahayah through everything.
Yes, we do. Praise
Ahayah. Even when we don't feel like it,
we still got to praise him.
Because you know why?
Blessings come when you praise Ahayah.
Well, for another thing, because he comforts us.
Yeah.
Through that praise. Because that's how we talk to him.
Is by praising him and prayer. Prayer and worship.
And he's of the Spirit, and we must worship him in spirit and in truth.
That's right.
So, wow. I come with a joyful heart and kind of like a, I guess I come with a joyful heart because at first it was real sorrowful, you know, because the battle today on the home front has been real. So we want to come and we want to proclaim that no matter what you're going through, no matter what looks like,
Ahayah's got you.
And there's something better coming. Whenever it looks the worst, then that storm looks the darkest.
Yeah.
You just hold on.
And praise
Ahayah. Hold on. And you've got to seek him.
And praise him through these storms.
Yes, no matter what. Because he knows what we're going through.
That's right.
He knows. So we just pray all out there are doing good today. And no matter what, that you're seeking the Most High.
That's
and we
right.
know the Most High as Ahayah.
and Yeshayah's our Savior.
Ahaya Ashar Ahaya, to be exact.
And Bahasham Yeshayah Mashiach.
And Mama Ruach Kadosh. She's our mother.
That's right. And we're with Scriptures Across the World in Watchman Street Ministry. Here on Repent Radio, on Anchor, formerly Anchor. It is now Spotify for podcasters. And we've got a praise, prayer, testimony, and discussion line. And that number is 407-476-7163.
And that number is available 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. You can even text the number. We have been receiving some text in the last month. We've received a few texts. We did receive, I think, a couple of calls, didn't we,
yeah,
from Houston. And there's a couple of calls that we've missed that I don't know who they are. But one day we're going to do a follow-up and go into the prayer. It's open right now, though, for your calls.
Oh, and there's
calls.
One that's a gymnasium that,
Yes, they would, it's a gym up here not far from where we live. And I saw it on Facebook, and it's just a bunch of older ladies, you know, that are, you're exercising, I don't know, like for older people, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure exactly what it was all about, but they did call, didn't they?
Yeah, they called yesterday, or not yesterday, but Wednesday.
And so I told them right now that, you know, you can tell them, you know, I did answer them by text.
Yep.
And that, you know, right now, maybe later, you know, we don't know. We'll just have to see. But our schedule is pretty full. Boy, I'll tell you what, there's a lot going on out there, y'all. And
yes,
I'm getting to witness it, and I'm getting to tell people about it. Even on my own home front, I got to share about all the things going on in the skies out there tonight. Even on my way from next door to my sweet daughter. And y'all keep them in prayer. My little youngest daughter and her little daughter and her husband. And keep them in prayer. Ahaya knows.
Yes, it does.
And just pray, you know, like we pray. We pray as will be done.
On earth as it is in heaven.
And then we pray, you know, other things too. But mainly that, you know, his will be done in their lives.
That's right.
And that they would draw close to him. And see, that's another thing. I don't want to take up the whole broadcast, but I'm so full of it right now. And you knew it, right?
Yeah.
So full of just wanting to tell people, you know, that you can look to your Heavenly Father. He is there. He really is. And this is an evil world.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're not wrestling against spiritual, like, we're wrestling against
spiritual
wickedness and not flesh and blood, is what I'm trying to say. And during all of these things that's going to happen, Father's been showing me some things, James, in my mind today, about certain things that I've seen in the last couple of days on Facebook, because we have a huge ministry of, you know, the CERN, okay? And what's going to take, there's demons all around us. I mean,
and also,
so it's important, you know, that you have the whole
earthquake
armor.
Today.
Yeah,
there's
been
a little
earthquake.
Bit tied into what's going to happen, because it was 4.8 on the Richter scale. But when is the eclipse going to be? It's going to be April 8th, fourth month, eighth day. 4.8.
4 minutes and 8 seconds, if I'm not mistaken.
So there's all kinds. And then Obama's birthday is August 4th, 8th month, 4th day. But the thing about it, though, is if you do it in the way military signs, it would be 4th day, 8th month. Think about that, is how they sign. So is that going behind the scenes in a way, going the 4-8?
Well, only Ahaya knows everything, but we know by the signs, he said in his
And
words.
he's also the 44th president. But then if you do and then you go plus four,
But
would
if
be.
you are born again, saved by the blood of Yeshua,
Yeah.
and you're looking into the author and the finisher of your faith,
That's Yeshaya.
and you're putting, your focus there,
Yeah.
you'll make it. You'll make it.
As long as you keep the
Right.
commandments,
Keep
because
the
a lot of people,
commandments.
they'll be, yeah, we're for Yeshaya, but we ain't got to keep the
I don't
commandments.
know what these little things are, but do you see them? See that one little one right there? Watch. And they're not scared. It's like, you see?
We're looking at little bugs that somehow came in here.
I mean, I've been seeing them for the last couple of days, and they're really not scared of you. They'll even get on your finger. Look. They're teeny tiny, big enough that they can get through your screens. But, I was just pointing that out to my husband. We see all kinds of things.
Yeah, when you're over here in Oklahoma, Lake Texoma, which if we're here on Monday, we'd be able to see a deep partial eclipse here.
But what it is too is, you don't want to be afraid to be looking up. You want to
No.
be looking up.
Well, the thing that they're saying is, they're going to be. NASA's supposed to be doing what? Putting rockets through the what to get to
I know
the
there's
sending
all
it
kinds
to
of
the
stuff going
shade,
on.
sending
We
it to the shade of the moon, the ain't it just the moon shadow.
Yeah.
Okay, supposedly. But I'm trying to figure out how can the moon have a shadow when the moon's a light, yeah. But the thing about it, though, is it's a new moon. The light's going to be gone, except for maybe one little bitty sliver or sliver.
Sliver, yeah.
Think about that, yeah. So, how is that going to knock out the. But then, okay. Some people's talking about a black sun that is coming in that will knock it out. Ain't
Well,
that what?
there's this, people are talking about everything. I
Or
just want to talk about what
Nibiru,
scriptures say.
or
That's
Nibiru,
where I'm
the
going to stay. I'm going to find the truth there,
planet X.
right?
Yeah.
That's where we find the truth. And I didn't want to, I'm that stuff, I'm not prepared for that in my, I don't understand all of that. I don't fear nothing man does. I fear Ahaya, and so do you.
Yeah.
Whatever they're doing, if it's not, if it's not Ahaya,
Well, it is biblical though, because it does say,
he
let's
can
look
use
in
it. No
on
matter.
chapter 21 of Luke. 21 of Luke. That's where they talk about the
I'm just not very not, so I'm not gonna put my two cents in on this one. I have to
No,
pray
you
a
know
lot.
about it. You know about it.
I gotta
Because when
pray a
I
lot on
study,
this.
we don't plan, we just get in
Because
here
I
and
mean, we ain't got but just a little bit of time left until that day, and the way I think about it, for my two cents, if it's worth anything, but just get your heart right, you know, like I shared with my little family over there, and do right, you know. I mean, today was definitely a prosperous seed planting day. So you all pray that the seeds that I got to plant today will grow, because somebody can, maybe I'll even water them some more, you know.
Yeah.
James could. He does too.
Okay, we're going to start at verse 24. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Right now, the Gentiles' time is being fulfilled in just about, if not already. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations.
They shouldn't allow trains to run at this time of night.
No, they shouldn't. With perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them
for what?
For fear.
For what?
Fear.
For what?
For fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth.
So see?
For the powers of heaven shall be
shaken. Them things that are coming on the earth. We're not going to
The giants are coming back. Think about that, y'all.
But you don't be afraid.
As the days of Noah, so will be the days of what? The Son of Man. So men's hearts going to be
is
failing.
Is this literally
them.
Or is it going to be spiritually?
Could be both. How is your heart going to fail if it's just spiritually, you know? And
yeah, and there's people already seeing things that's scaring them to death, ain't they?
Yeah, people seeing devils and everything else, and then they're...
Yeah.
And then
I mean, we
heart.
Don't rehearse this, everyone out there, if you're just listening. We just, you know, go and speak what Ruach Kadosh, which y'all know,
puts on our minds. And for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken.
And, you know, James and I, even though that, you know, we are evangelists and we're husband and wife and all of this, but we still fight these spiritual battles. And it's very real, because when you get around other people that are not walking where you are, they don't have what you do. Because why? They don't study to show themselves approved.
That's right.
And a right workman. And what did Yeshaya say? He said, those of you that are my brother and are my mother and are my sister.
Yeah.
What?
They keep the commandments and stuff. And they're the ones that walk in love and show.
That's how he knows.
Yeah. And then it says, and then shall they see the Son of Adam coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. But we're also seeing nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines and pestilences and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. Think about that, y'all. And another thing is, Russia's waking everybody up, ain't they?
But you know, what we're sharing here is such great information.
To be just an hour long platform. Okay.
Look at this here. Matthew 12:48-50. Because I'm on something. See, nobody knows about our lives. No. Unless we share some. This is a praise, prayer, testimony, and discussion.
Matthew 12.
If they don't call in at 407-476-7163 or text, then we share and we bring messages, right? Yeah.
Matthew 12, what?
48-50. Because this is a real deal, y'all. We are out in the home front, as many of you may be called to tell others. See, it says to go into all the world and tell everyone about Yeshua, and we're all to do that. Well, James and I, we do what the word is commanded.
But he answered and said unto them, and to him that told him, who is my mother and who are my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples and said, behold, my mother and my brethren, for whosoever shall do the will of my Father, which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother.
So what? For whosoever shall do the will of my Father,
which is in heaven,
the same as my brother
and sister
and mother. So, you know, I believe the word. James believes the word.
Yes.
So the question is, for those listening out there, do you believe the word? Let us know. Call 407-476-7163 or text it.
Yeah.
7 days a week, 24 hours a day. But this is real. We're out. We go all over the place. We talk to people, especially on our own home front.
Yeah.
You know, especially, I'm getting to meet more of my family than James is his. And we stay longer because this is my children. So sometimes we end up being here longer than we planned.
And a lot of times she spends time talking to them, and I'd be out on the streets.
I mean, it's a full time,
both,
isn't it?
Yes.
It's full time. It is. And then what we get attacked too, you know, James and I, we're not beyond getting these spiritual attacks.
We get them every day.
Because we don't wrestle against flesh and blood.
No.
That's it. So, you know, even James and I have to realize this, and we have to take it and put the whole armor on and put the devil in his place.
That's right.
But, you know, the battle is real.
It sure is.
And if you ain't being attacked, then something's wrong. It's what I've heard. But it's tough sometimes. But when you got the whole armor on, that's what gives you your strength.
That's right. And give us a call at 407-476-7163. And we can tell you one thing. Also, you know, the truth, a lot of people will say, we don't care what color Christ is. But then when they realize what color he actually is that going to cause the falling away? Because Russia's pointing out to everyone, you can look it up. And in the last couple of weeks, Russia's been showing all kinds of pictures of the true Israelites. And pictures of the Messiah. And the pictures is not a white man. or so-called white man. But they are like the African Americans. They were black in color. So that tells you that the ones that were the slaves that came to the United States and different countries on slave ships, that's the true Hebrew Israelites, not the ones that are in Israel today. And that's waking people up that we found out back in 2018, 2017, 2018. I was telling Louise on the phone, and Louise said, I knew they were special people. And we've been trying to...
And I was always taught to respect them. Respect people no matter what, you know.
And now you know why. They're the true Jews. The tribe of Judah. And just think about it, though.
And once you know who the Savior's name is, and
Yeshua, and you know his color, and you know who are the, I know that it says in there, be blessed, Abraham, you'll be blessed, blessed, Israel, you'll be blessed, okay. Everybody's blessing that country, Israel, the so-called country of Israel now. But they're not blessing the true Israel. They're blessing these people that are imitating Israel. Imitating, yeah. You can go into the book of First Maccabees. The heathen painted their images.
And that song we started with is definitely true, huh?
Yeah.
Because we can have a little talk with Yeshua and he makes everything okay.
You're going to look up that scripture?
What?
First Maccabees.
What was it? I must have.
The one about painting their images of the...
Oh, if you want me to. What is that? The Apocrypha?
Yeah.
First Maccabees 3:48.
Yeah, and read it, please.
And laid open the book of the law, wherein the heathen had sought to paint the likeness of their images.
To paint the likeness of their images, the heathen. Well, what does that prove? Well, the heathen painting the images of their likeness. Okay, if the heathen was white in colors, he'd be painting it white, like a white man. You see? And that's why Russia's coming out with the truth, because you've got the white man like the... Catholics, they had a white Jesus.
This section is supposed to deal with 1 Maccabees 3:48, which comments on the then attempt by the heathens of that time, primarily the Greeks, so-called white people to change the images contained in the holy scriptures of that era to their own. The later verses are dealing with Abrahamic faith. Yet you devils have gone off on a tangent debating Abraham, who was black, as well as all the Bible patriarchs, and the authenticity of the apocryphal books. That's why they was took out. It was for this express, they didn't say that I did, but it says, it was for this expressed reason that you white devils sought to remove those books. Told you. And you eventually did repaint all of the scriptural images. Not one of you took on this issue, instead choosing to sidestep the issue raised at 1 Maccabees 3:48. But I don't blame you, because the Holy Scriptures were not written to or for you people of the nations, heathens, as your lot is to go off into slavery and subjugation, as it is written in Revelation 13, 9 and 10, to do the same black people, the true nation of Israel, whom you enslaved. And that comment was by David. Wait.
13, Revelation 13.
9 and 10.
If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. So he that leadeth into captivity, in other words, the ones that put people into captivity, right? Mm-hmm. Shall go into captivity. Mm-hmm. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints.
Wow, this is interesting. I was just reading down below that scripture on the KJV, you know. Another example in 2 Maccabees 12:41 through 45. The reading of it shows that A, Judas collected 2,000 drachmas of silver and sent it to Jerusalem for a sin offering and to make atonement for the dead. And this then leads to the RC doctrine of purgatory, all vehemently opposed to Holy Scripture, Hebrews 9:27. As it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this to judgment. Here is no intermediate place of suffering and purification for entrance into heaven. Why haven't I seen the Maccabees book in the Bible? Somebody asked that question. Because they... Why? Why would you say?
What would I say?
Why did they take it out?
Because if they would see that the true Israelites are black and not white.
Yeah, because they changed it, you know.
Yeah.
It even says it.
Even in the book of Daniel, it talks about them trying to change the law and the, you know, and the dates, the times and the...
Yeah.
People, it's time to get right with the higher because... And another thing is we don't eat animal meat.
Oh, we keep the Genesis 1, 29, and 30. 2 years now.
Yep, the 18th makes 2 years. Praise the higher.
Mm-hmm.
10 days after the... so-called eclipse. That is probably going to be blocked out because of the... why would they want to hide? I mean, what are y'all saying they're trying to hide it for?
Aren't they trying to get through the dome? Aren't they trying to get through the dome?
Yeah.
You know, just like, remember that one in the scriptures about building the tower.
Yeah.
I can't help but think of that. Ahia ain't going to let it happen.
No, he's not.
They can't get to heaven but one way.
The only way to heaven is by repentance and baptism. Mm-hmm. Praise Ahia for everything, though.
He's coming here, actually. Actually, we're not going to heaven. Right, you know? Yeshua's coming here. He's
well, it
up.
Says he went to prepare a place for us.
Yeah, but...
where he goes, we will be, you know.
Yeah, that does say that, but doesn't some more things have to go on first? I don't know. For sure. I just know a lot of prophecies happening.
Yeah, like
some people believe that we're going to be caught up in chariots.
Chariots in the sky.
Away from all of the stuff because we won't suffer Ahia's wrath.
Some people think we'll just fly up there, you know, I'll fly away.
Well... I believe it's more like Brother Fred says.
Chariots in the sky, waiting on the Most High.
He sings about the mothership. And then I had a dream also.
Yeah.
And that I'd say that's what that was. You know, wanting to be looking for that, you know.
Yeah.
But what? Read that one scripture that you read about, you know, in you started earlier about men's hearts failing them. Let's talk about that a little bit here. And if y'all want to call in, you can and share at 407-476-7163. Even after this broadcast, if you're hearing it, of course, that's how you hear it. Because
this one ain't live. It ain't like the...
But it doesn't matter. You can still call or text because it's a pre-recorded line.
And we'll put it on the next. And we'll put it on the next broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
And we apologize for not doing any since March 23rd.
But
we've been street preaching more and more and been putting that sort of like priority because preaching on the street should be priority one because you've got to preach where you're at and minister.
Uh-huh.
And really... That's where, if you're holding signs at street corners and you're preaching and stuff, you reach more people, really. Because if you got a lot of people going down through there.
We reach a lot of people in our little town.
And we do reach a lot of people online, too.
Yeah. and on the, you know, over the world wide web, right?
Yeah. But you can figure this. It does not make you or break you doing it on the internet because nobody can see you and stuff and they can't come up to you. But when you're right there in your face, you know, holding signs, preaching and stuff, that's where the rubber meets the road, so to speak,
Yeah.
because they can come up to you, they can do whatever. I mean, a lot of people, with them being just on the web, that they don't get out there
It's rough
on the
on there, though.
street.
But yeah,
They
you know,
want
once
to
you get
tell
out
you
there.
what you can do and what you can't on the street, and they don't do it.
Right. And
I
so
mean, and they laugh, but
it's not
because they're
funny.
just keyboard preachers.
It's a real thing out there. We get a lot of good out there, don't we?
Yeah,
I
and we
mean,
get a
what,
lot
it's a
of flack
blessing.
too,
We
but
do. It, you know, every time you get a rejection, it hurts.
about it, you got to praise a higher though, because
But we get more reception of than rejection,
yeah,
don't we?
yes, we do. Yes, we do, my love. But praise the higher for everything. But we're just letting y'all know, don't be just keyboard ministers and being on radio. Get out there in your community and tell others too. Get out there, hold signs, pass out tracts, get you a bullhorn minister out on the street, on the street corners, and the and see what you can do. But don't get scared. And if you are, don't let people see you scared.
What's the matter?
The spider.
Really?
Maybe under the computer. Did you get it?
Well, I don't know. What kind was it? A big one?
No, it was a small black one.
Oh, dear. A small black one.
But praise the higher for
What was he
everything.
doing there, James?
I don't know. I guess hiding from me.
All the little critters are coming out because it's springtime coming. Oh.
Yeah. But you don't want them at the,
No.
anyways, people.
On the table.
I was just trying to scoop them up to get them out, but couldn't,
Well, that's strange. Well, where is he? Did you get it on the napkin?
Well, if I did, if I didn't see him and
Okay, well.
but praise the higher, y'all. Anyways, give us a call at 407-476-7163. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we're going to elaborate some Luke 21, like my beautiful wife said. Verse 25, and there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars. And upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, for looking after those things which are coming on the earth.
So, what does that say to you?
Men's hearts failing them for fear, And for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. What's
Mm-hmm.
coming on the earth? Well, it's got to be something that ain't from the earth, right?
Yeah.
That we don't. Something we haven't seen. Well, you know, a lot of people says like, well, you know, there's a Leviathan and a behemoth. And Leviathan's supposed to be like what, a sea monster, right? Talks about it. A lot of people think that, oh, Leviathan, that could be Godzilla. Because you'd hear all these movies about what, Godzilla. Think about that, y'all. There's a new movie, I think, either came out last year or coming out soon, called that again. But the scriptures does talk about a Leviathan and talks about behemoth in the book of Job. And then, like we were talking about earlier, what about the giants? According to the book of Enoch, they were talking about what, 450 feet? And there was a few others that different version of it, 4,500 feet.
Yeah.
Imagine 450 foot, and we're only 5 foot something. And you see one that's 450 foot, you're gonna think, I'm like an ant or like a grasshopper to something that big.
We'll have to get our slingshot.
I don't know if a slingshot
It
would be
will if
good
you hit
enough
him in the right
to
place.
hit
And
something.
what, you know.
And you better be fast on your feet because when he falls.
We'll probably be in the chariots watching all these wicked people get overtaken by the giants. I don't know.
I mean, it's sounds far-fetched, like sci-fi movie, but you know, a lot of them. But you know, those giants could also be, like you said, spiritual in a way. Could be what? AI. Artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
They could make artificial intelligence get that big. And who's to say that the artificial intelligence wouldn't, make something themselves, you know, because the artificial intelligence would be what? Demons taking over. What's really running these computers and these machines? What's running them robots? Are they really robots that man created? Or could it have been actually demons came in that thing, disguising itself as a man-made? And a lot of people's got Alexa.
Yeah.
A lot of people's got all these other things, you know, these.
Hey, Google.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's real, y'all. It's really real.
It's a thought. I mean, the stuff is real.
We're not making it up, that's for sure.
No, we're not. Praise the highest through Yeshua for everything. Remember, no matter what, Ahayah reigns supreme. And Ahayah sees everything you're doing.
James and I have a few songs that one of these days, you know, the one we opened with is actually a song that has been around for years, but we just added Yeshua's name to it.
And took Jesus' name out.
But it's all about Ahayah and Yeshua with
That's
us.
That's right. And a lot of people says amen to this, amen to that. It's not amen, it's amen.
And you know, that's right. And we're aware of, what was I going to say? What was it right before that you were saying? Oh, another thing. We're aware that whenever Yeshua comes back, that he's coming back with a new name.
Yeah.
We know. But we also know what the scripture says many different places.
Yeah, it says and only one name whereby we must be saved. What name's that? Yasha? Or Yeshua, which
True.
Means my Savior, Savior. And like we said, we don't eat animal flesh. It started with the giants, we believe, because if you look up in Book of Enoch, chapter 7, talks about the giants ate up everything, and then they started eating man and the animals and hurting the animals. And the diet that was given to man originally was the, we call it Genesis chapter 1, verse 29 and 30 diet. And Elohim said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of
its
tree
yielding
seed.
Just like they sought to change the times.
Yeah.
And the laws, wasn't it?
Yeah. To you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. Well, why do lions and tigers eat animal? Well, the lions and tigers and stuff, well, this world is fallen. And who's to say that they ain't, I mean, the way they eat flesh. We were originally to eat fruits and vegetable and grain. They've got teeth shaped, which they're carnivores. But if you look at our teeth and compare them, they're frugivores. Frugivores, I think. And then you got herbivores, and then omnivores, and then the carnivores. Which carnivores, they eat just meat. Omnivores, they eat meat and vegetables. herbivores, they eat just the grass and stuff. And then the frugivores eats the fruits, vegetables, nuts, and grains, which we are. Mm-hmm. And
we're getting down to the
last part. We're at 55 at 12.
We have an hour on this platform. But if y'all catch us over there on Mixlr.com, look for us as Scriptures Across the World. And go to events.
Yeah.
And you can go to recordings, too. But if you go on and look under events, you can catch us when we're live.
Yeah. And follow us on there.
Yeah.
Press the follower. That way you can
and share it
see
if,
us.
If you believe it's going to help your family or, you know, somebody you know.
But like we said, we believe that Yeshayas black and that the true Israelites are black. We also believe in that earth.
Yes. Oh, I saw a good bit about that earlier on a post, too. Where they were talking about the earth being flat, you know, and people, they're just not waking up and seeing it.
And also, we believe that you better not be taking that vaccine.
And if you have,
repent and don't get any more vaccines. Especially the COVID one.
And we are praying for all that have taken that. We really are, y'all.
Because we've got family. I know I probably, that may be why some of mine has blocked me or don't friend me and stuff.
We don't know. I know mine is because of my faith, you know. But it was before I even started, you know, I'm just talking about my belief, you know, because every breath I take is about Ahayah and Yeshayah.
Yes.
And before that, it was about, you know, the
God
other.
And Jesus, yeah.
Yeah. So either way, they didn't like that. But just keep on keeping on and keep on planting seeds. And they'll come around.
Yes, they will. They'll be coming around.
And if they don't, then, you know, the blood won't be on your hands.
Just keep warning them. Warn them. Don't let them take that vaccine. Don't give up on them. Tell them not to. If they did, tell them repent.
Sometimes I want to give up, y'all. If there's anybody out there that is listening to this about at any point in time, let us know if you've ever felt like giving up and what turns your life around to keep you from giving up. You can do that at
407-476-7163.
7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
And I can say one thing. I was going to give up one time. I was getting ready to go to the bar. To go get drunk because I was giving up. And I get a text from someone who, this is back when I was for Jesus, you know. Mm-hmm. And I get a text from someone who gave their life back to. In other words, who was backsliding. And I talked to him for about an hour 2 weeks before, and he said, I committed my life back to Christ, you know.
Uh-huh.
Well, that was all it took. I did not go to the bar, praise Ahayah. I just praised Ahayah and stuff. Texted him back and said, thank you. I needed that, you know. Praise Ahayah for everything. And y'all have a blessed evening in Yeshayah's mighty name. Peace and shalom, everyone.
Much love. Shalom.